ಓಕೆ, ನಾವು ಇಲ್ಲಾಂದ್ರೆ ಯುದ್ಧ ಕಾಂಡ ಫ್ರಮ್ ನಾಮ ರಾಮಾಯಣ. ರಾವಣ ನಿಧನ. ಪ್ರಸ್ತುತ ರಾಮ ವಾನರ ಸೈನ್ಯ ಸಮಾವೃತ ರಾಮ ಶೋಷಿತ ಶರಿದಿ ಶಾರ್ತಿತ ರಾಮ ವಿಭೀಷಣ ಭಯ ದಾಯಕ ರಾಮ. ಎನಿ ಡೌಟ್? ಸಮ್ಮನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಸಮ್? ಹಾಂ,
ವಿಚ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಇಸ್ ಮುಕ್ತಿ ಗಾನ? ಐ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹರ್ಡ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್. ಸಮ್ಮನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಸಮ್?
ಹೈ ಡೌಟ್. ಹಾಂ, ಥರ್ಡ್ ಲೈನ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್. ಶೋಷಿತ ಸರಿದಿ ಶಾರ್ತಿತ ಸರಿದಿ ಶಾರ್ತಿತ
ಸರಿದಿ ಶಾರ್ಚಿತ ಸರಿದಿ ಶಾರ್ಚಿತ ಸರಿದಿ ಶಾರ್ಚಿತ ಸರಿದಿ ಶಾರ್ಚಿತ.
ಗಾಟ್ ಇಟ್? ಎನಿ ಅದರ್ ಡೌಟ್? ನೋ ಡೌಟ್. ರಾವಣ ನಿಧನ ಪ್ರಸ್ಥಿತ ರಾಮ
ರಾವಣ ನಿಧನ ಪ್ರಸ್ಥಿತ ರಾಮ ರಾವಣ ನಿಧನ ಪ್ರಸ್ಥಿತ ರಾಮ
ವಾನರ ಸೈನ್ಯ ಸಮಾವೃತ ರಾಮ
ವಾನರ ಸೈನ್ಯ ಸಮಾವೃತ ರಾಮ ವಾನರ ಸೈನ್ಯ ಸಮಾವೃತ ರಾಮ ವಾನರ ಸೈನ್ಯ ಸಮಾವೃತ ರಾಮ
ಶೋಷಿತ ಸರಿದಿ ಶಾರ್ತಿತ ರಾಮ
ಶೋಷಿತ ಸರಿದಿ ಶಾರ್ತಿತ ರಾಮ ಶೋಷಿತ ಸರಿದಿ ಶಾಶ್ವತ ರಾಮ ಶೋಷಿತ ಸರಿದಿ ಶಾಶ್ವತ ರಾಮ
ವಿಭೀಷಣ ಭಯದಾಯಕ ರಾಮ
ವಿಭೀಷಣ ಭಯದಾಯಕ ರಾಮ ವಿಭೀಷಣ ಭಯದಾಯಕ ರಾಮ ವಿಭೀಷಣ ಭಯದಾಯಕ ರಾಮ
ರಾವಣ ನಿಧನ ಪ್ರಸ್ಥಿತ ರಾಮ
ರಾವಣ ನಿಧನ ಪ್ರಸ್ಥಿತ ರಾಮ ರಾವಣ ನಿಧನ ಪ್ರಸ್ಥಿತ ರಾಮ ರಾವಣ ನಿಧನ ಪ್ರಸ್ಥಿತ ರಾಮ
ವಾನರ ಸೈನ್ಯ ಸಮಾವೃತ ರಾಮ
ವಾನರ ಸೈನ್ಯ ಸಮಾವೃತ ರಾಮ ವಾನರ ಸೈನ್ಯ ಸಮಾವೃತ ರಾಮ
ಶೋಷಿತ ಸರಿದಿ ಶಾರ್ತಿತ ರಾಮ
ಶೋಷಿತ ಸರಿದಿ ಶಾರ್ತಿತ ರಾಮ ಶೋಷಿತ ಸರಿದಿ ಶಾರ್ತಿತ ರಾಮ ಶೋಷಿತ ಸರಿದಿ ಶಾರ್ತಿತ ರಾಮ
ವಿಭೀಷಣ ಭಯದಾಯಕ ರಾಮ
ವಿಭೀಷಣ ಭಯದಾಯಕ ರಾಮ ವಿಭೀಷಣ ಭಯದಾಯಕ ರಾಮ
ಸಿಂಗ್ ದ ಫುಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್. ರಾವಣ ನಿಧನ ಪ್ರಸಿತ ರಾಮ ವಾನ ವಿಟ್ 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 ಐಲ್ ಸಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಫುಲ್ ಪರ. ರಾವಣ ನಿಧನ ಪ್ರಸಿತ ರಾಮ ವಾನರ ಸೈನ್ಯ ಸಮಾವೃತ ರಾಮ ರಾವಣ ನಿಧನ ಪ್ರಸಿತ ರಾಮ ವಾನರ ಸೈನ್ಯ ಸಮಾವೃತ ರಾಮ ಶೋಷಿತ ಸರಿದಿ ಶಾರ್ತಿತ ರಾಮ ವಿಭೀಷಣ ಭಯದಾಯಕ ರಾಮ
ರಾವಣ ನಿಧನ ಪ್ರಸ್ಥಿತ ರಾಮ ವಾನರ ಸೈನ್ಯ ಸಮಾವೃತ ರಾಮ ರಾವಣ ನಿಧನ ಪ್ರಸ್ಥಿತ ರಾಮ ವಾನರ ಸೈನ್ಯ ಸಮಾವೃತ ರಾಮ ಶೋಷಿತ ಸರಿದಿ ಶಾರ್ತಿತ ರಾಮ ವಿಭೀಷಣ ಭಯದಾಯಕ ರಾಮ
ಪರ್ವತ
ಪರ್ವತ ಪರ್ವತ ಪರ್ವತ
ಸೇತು
ಸೇತು ಸೇತು ಸೇತು
నిబంధకరాం కుంభకర్ణ శిరశేదకరాం పర్వత సేతు నిబంధకరాం కుంభకర్ణ శిరశేదకరాం రాక్షససంగ విమర్దకరాం చారణరాం. ఎనీ డౌట్? నో డౌట్. పర్వత సేతు నిబంధకరాం కుంభకర్ణ శిరశేదకరాం రాక్షస సంగ విమర్దకరాం అహిమహి రావణ చారణ రామ్ పర్వత సేతు నిబంధకరాం కుంభకర్ణ శిరశేదకరాం రాక్షస సంగ విమర్దకరాం అహిమహి రావణ చారణ రామ్ పర్వత సేతు నిబంధకరాం కుంభకర్ణ శిరశేదకరాం రాక్షస సంగ విమర్దకరాం అహిమహి రావణ చారణ రామ్
పర్వత సేతు నిబంధకరాం కుంభకర్ణ శిరశేదకరాం రాక్షస సంగ విమర్దకరాం అహిమహి రావణ చారణ రామ్.
వన్స్ మోర్.
పర్వత సేతు నిబంధకరాం కుంభకర్ణ శిరశేదకరాం రాక్షస సంగ విమర్దకరాం అహిమహి రావణ చారణ రామ్.
I'll sing the both. Actually, this whole thing is one paragraph. Only I'll sing the first two the same way you sing, then you will. Ravana nidana prastitaram Vanara sainya samamritaram Ravana nidana prastitaram Vanara sainya samamritaram శోషిత సరిది సార్తితరాం విభీషణమయదాయకరాం పర్వత సేతు నిబంధకరాం కుంభకర్ణ శిరశేదకరాం రాక్షస సంగ విమర్దకరాం అహిమహి రావణ చారణ రామ్.
రావణ నిదన ప్రసితరాం వానర సైన్య సమాభృతరాం శోభన నిదన ప్రస్థితరాం వానర సైన్య సమాభృతరాం.
ಶೋಷಿತ ಸರ್ವೇಶ ಪಿತರಾಮ್ ವಿಭೀಷಣಾಭಯದಾಯಕ ರಾಮ್ ಪರ್ವತ ಸೇತು ನಿಬಂಧಕ ರಾಮ್ ಕುಂಭಕರ್ಣ ಶಿರಶೇಧಕ ರಾಮ್ ರಾಕ್ಷಸ ಸಂಗ ವಿಮಾದಕ ರಾಮ್ ಅರಿಮಯಿ ರಾವಣ ಚಾರಣ ರಾಮ್.
ಓ ರಾಮ,
ಓ ರಾಮ, ಓ ರಾಮ,
who set forth to kill ravana,
who set forth to kill ravana,
o rama,
o rama, o rama,
o rama, who was surrounded,
who was surrounded
by the armies,
by the armies
of ape men,
of ape men,
o rama,
o rama, o rama, o rama,
who was worshipped,
who was worshipped
by the,
by the
dried up varuna,
dried up varuna,
the demigod presiding the sea,
the demigod presiding the sea,
o rama,
o rama, o rama, o rama,
who gave assurance,
who gave assurance
to protect,
to protect
vibhishan,
vibhishan, vibhishan, vibhishan,
o rama,
o rama, o rama, o rama,
who arranged,
who arranged
for the bridge,
for the bridge,
for the bridge
of rocks,
of to be constructed,
to be constructed,
o rama,
o rama, o rama, o rama,
who beheaded,
who beheaded
kumbhakarna,
kumbhakarna,
o rama,
o rama, o rama, o rama,
who crushed,
who crushed
the masses of the demonic class,
the masses of the demonic class,
o rama,
o rama, o rama, o rama,
who was taken away,
who was taken away
to underworld,
underworld
by Ahi Ravana and Mahi Ravana,
by Ahi Ravana and Mahi Ravana.
Okay,
story,
yeah,
bhajan
story, story, story.
Okay, so last time we saw
one
week, yes, yes, the last time, the last time we took the Ramayana's session, we saw that Lord Rama and Lakshmana were kidnapped, isn't it?
Yes.
Lakshman, they were kidnapped. Basically, Hanumanji had made a big tail fort. A very big tail, a fort out of his tail. It was very huge. And in that, they had kept Lord Rama and Lakshmana safe in the tail fort. And Hanumanji and Vibhishana were guarding them. But suddenly, they saw that Lord Ram and Lakshman are not there. So, they were worried. In the meantime, here actually what happened was, Ravana, in his court, he saw all these destructions. No, Hanumanji came, then Angada came, he couldn't do anything. So many destructions were happening. So then Ravana was getting tension, he was in tension. So what he did, he just thought of Mahi Ravan. Actually, these demons, just if you think, they'll come in front of you. Okay. So then Ravana, he just thought of Mahi Ravana. Mahi Ravana was one of his brothers. So he thought of Mahi Ravana, and Mahi Ravana came and stood in front of him. He said, oh, why did you call me? And then Ravana said, I am in trouble. So then, trouble from whom? So then he said that, Mahi Ravana said that, I just saw the tail fort while coming. I thought it is made for your pleasure. So then, no, no, it is not made for my pleasure. This made by Hanumanji, it is for this Ram and Lakshman. I am in trouble because of these two human beings. You know, Lord Ram and Lakshman were in the form of human beings. In this incarnation, Lord Rama had come in the form of a human being. So, this Mahi Ravan said, oh, you don't worry. Now it is 4 o'clock. By tonight at 11:30, I will offer them to Kali. Okay, that is what he Kali. Said. Kali, Mahakali. I'll offer them to Mahakali as a Bali. Okay, I'll offer both of them to Mahakali. So don't worry. You just enjoy and I will offer them to Mahakali and the blood. And their blood I'll bring for you. You mix it in wine and you drink it. That is what Mahi Ravan told to Ravana. Ravana said, ah, you are like good brother. And see that Vibhishan, he went over there. Anyway, you know where Vibhishan went, no?
Yes.
So then this one, Ravana told that and he gave lots of gifts for Mahi Ravana. Mahi Ravana was very happy, he got lot of gifts and he went to his home in Mahipuri. He stayed in Mahipuri. He went to his house. At that time, he was just getting ready to go. So his wife said, "Hey, where are you going?" So he said, "I have already sacrificed 999 princes to Mahakali." You follow what I am saying?
Yes.
He gave in sacrifice 999 princes. Okay. So now only if one more if I give, then I'll get lot of benedictions from Mahakali, and I've got two princes. He told his wife. So she said, "Oh, is that so? Who are they?" So then he said, "They are some Ram and Lakshman, some Dasharatha's son." "What? They are Ram and Lakshman, and you are going to kill them?" So then they are the supreme. Lord Rama is the supreme Lord. Rama, Mahiravana said, "In Mahipuri, there is no one. I am the supreme." So then she said, "Okay, you are the supreme here, but he is the supreme of the whole universe." He said, actually, she was born from a snake family. So snakes are devotees of Lord Vishnu. So then this Mahiravana said, "Oh, I made a mistake by marrying you. You are supporting all this and you are saying all this nonsense." He didn't care for his wife's words. He just went ahead. He took his army and he was going to take away Lord Ram and Lakshman. So then he had four of his main servants. But who are the leaders of the armies? So he took four of them and they went to the near the tail fort. So then one of them, now we'll see about Mahiravan. So this one of them, he told to Mahiravana, Mahiravana said, "Now we have to kidnap Ram and Lakshman from this tail fort." So then one of them said, "It is very easy. You give me a box, I'll bring them in this box." And so he took the box and he went to the tail fort, and he went and he saw it is so big. And then he slept and saw, he was trying to see how big it is. And then he saw that he is not able to go anywhere. And not only that, all the people, they were beating drums and all that noise was there. And more of all, Hanumanji and Vibhishan, both the sides, they were guarding the tail fort. So he said, "It is not possible for me." So he went back. And another servant of Mahiravana said, "Hey, I don't want box and anything. I'll bring them in my hands. You don't worry, Mahiravana, I am going." So the second one, he went, and what did he do? He saw the fort was so big. Then he had these demons have a lot of mystic powers. So what he did, he became into an eagle and he started flying. He started flying to see what is the end of the tail fort. He went up, he crossed the sky, he went to Satyaloka, so far, and still he couldn't see the end. Then he thought, he was trying to this, and finally he gave up. He said, "I'll not be able to find." So he came down, and what he did, with his powers, lot of powers, he tried to make a hole in the tail fort. He tried to peep in. So then Hanumanji thought, "Hey, what is this?" Hanuman felt like some scratch in his He said, "What is happening?" So then, Hanuman thought we'll have some fun. So he just himself, by his he opened little bit. The little gap he gave for this demon. Now he was in his original form. So for this demon. So little space he gave, no? So he put his face inside that. And what happened? He was trying to see what is there inside. In the meantime, all the monkeys who were there inside the tail fort, they all played with his face. Some of them cut his nose, some of them cut his lips, then some of them just, they did all, what monkeys do, right? They did all sorts of things with this person, and he was really totally devastated. He started shouting. Then immediately Hanuman thought, "Let it be." So he just, what happened is when he put his face, Hanumanji closed his neck. So only his neck was inside. So all this happened. So immediately Hanumanji released him, and then he was shouting because all his nose, everything was cut, his lips was cut, he was bleeding, he was harassed. So he went running to Mahiravana, "I cannot do this." Then Mahiravana thought, "I will only have to go." So then Mahiravana, he went there, and then he thought that I should take another form. So he, he just deformed himself into Vibhishana. He became as Vibhishan. And he went and told to Hanumanji, I think some, I suspect something is wrong in the inside the cave. So open your ear, I have to go inside. So to go inside, you have to go through the ears of Hanuman. Okay. So then he went through that and he went inside. And what did he do? He captured both of them. He took Hanuman, Lord Ram and Lakshman. And he was a very great yogi also. So he could control his breath, so that Hanuman will not feel anything in his tail. So he controlled his breath. He took Lord Ram and Lakshman and he just flew out of the tail foot. And basically you may ask that what Lord Rama didn't know. How can the Lord Ram be kidnapped? What you're telling? No? Can Lord Ram be kidnapped? He's the Lord, no? How can he be kidnapped? But the Lord does these things for pastimes. Okay, for doing more pastimes. So that we will hear these pastimes. Now we all want to know now what happened further. So that way he creates ruchi. He creates taste in his pastimes. So then now what happened? He took them to his Mahipuri and he put them in front of Mahakali. Now Hanumanji, in the meantime, he saw Vibhishan coming outside. He said, hey, what is this? You just went inside. Then he said, I didn't go inside. So then Hanumanji said, no, you just now went inside. So then Hanumanji said, there is something fishy here. Let us go and see. So they both went inside and they saw Ram and Lakshman were not there.
Watchman.
Yeah. So they saw Ram and Lakshman were not there. So then Hanumanji said that, now I have to go and find out where is Ram and Lakshman. So Mahiravana, Vibhishana said, but it is very difficult. Even I don't know much about Mahiravana's existence, much of that state and secrets of his life. Somebody over there only, he can tell you the secret about Mahiravana. Anyway, he has to go to save Ram and Lakshman. So Hanuman started flying. So he flew and then he came across Mahipuri. There were many lotuses, okay, in the lake. So in that he went and found one of the lotus. So he tried to enter that lotus. But then he said, oh, I forgot how to enter this lotus. We have to tell some mantra. I forgot to ask Vibhishan what is the mantra. So Hanumanji was thinking, now what should I do? Immediately he thought of Vayudev. Who is Vayudev?
His father.
Yes. So he thought of Vayudev. And Vayudev came there. Oh, Hanuman, what happened? He said, I am not remembering what is the mantra to enter this
lotus.
So then Vayudev said, everything exists in this thing, in the suction, so that through my breath. So Vayu, actually all is mantra, we are able to speak only because of that air. So immediately, what did Vayu do? He helped him and Hanuman entered the lotus. So he entered the lotus and he went inside the city of Mahipur. And there he went and saw that there was a big tank of water. And in that tank, many people came and they used to take that water to worship Kali. Many people used to come, they used to take water. Hanumanji was thinking, now what I have to do? In the meantime, he saw there was a brick fort. And in that fort, there were 2,000 lakh soldiers walking in that fort. Now Hanumanji thought, it's very good, all of them are in one place, but I have to devise something, how I am going to kill all these 2,000 lakh soldiers, demon soldiers. So then Hanumanji was thinking, now what should I do? In the meantime, from behind, a tree spoke, Hanuman, Hanuman, use me. So he said, what is this, who is speaking? And then he saw a tree. He said, hey, you are a tree and how you can speak? So then the tree said that, I am a demigod. But I was cursed by Narada that you become a tree. So then I told to Narada, why you made me a tree? I'll become useless. So then Narada said, no, I'll make you a useful tree. When Hanuman will come here, he will use you for his mission. So then Hanuman, he said, oh, is that so? And he uprooted the tree. And he used the tree and he used it in such a way. And then he dropped it on the fort. And this way he killed all the 2,000 lakh demonic soldiers. Hanuman ji ki.
Yeah.
So this way Hanuman killed the soldiers that were there in the brick fort. And then there was a brass fort. And then there was a metal fort. And there was there were almost four forts, copper fort, brass fort, different forts were there. And all these forts had lots of lakhs of soldiers. And Hanuman ji had to cross all of these forts. Finally, he defeated all the soldiers in all those. There were four forts. He crossed all those forts. And then he finally reached a place. There was a golden gate. And then Hanuman ji, he was just thinking, now what to do? At that time, in the meantime, here Mahiravana, what did he do? Lord Ram and Lakshman, they were bathed with turmeric water so that, you know, they are ready for the sacrifice, to sacrifice to Kali. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you following what I'm saying? Okay. So he was going to sacrifice them, so they were fully painted with turmeric powder and they were being ready for being sacrificed to Kali. And not only that, Mahiravana had a sister. Okay. Her name was Duratandi. And she, actually there was a prediction. Like how in Kamsa's, there was a prediction that the eighth son of Devaki would kill Kamsa. The same way there was a prediction for Mahiravana that the son of Duratandi would, his name was Neelamegha. He would be a cause of killing Mahiravana. And Mahiravana did not want to die. That is why what he did, he had imprisoned Duratandi and Neelamegha. But this Duratandi had a very good quality. And what was that? That if she brings water in her hands, if any sacrifice or any worship was to be done, if she brings the water, then it will be very successful. That is why now Lord Ram and Lakshman had to be sacrificed, no, to Kali. So this puja had to be done. So that is why he just released little of her chains. They both were tied up in the prison. So he released some of the chains and she came out with a pot to bring water from that water tank. You remember that water tank? So he wanted, she was released for that. So she was coming, when she was coming, Hanumanji was watching her. And he saw that some chains were there in her body. But she was shouting loudly and lament. She was crying also. Look at my brother. He is so wicked that he wants to kill Lord Ram and Lakshman. So then Hanumanji thought, oh, Ram and Lakshman, I got a clue now. Where are they? So he jumped in front of Duratandi. Then he said, Ram and Lakshman, where are they? So he said, who are you? So then he said, I am Hanuman. She thought that it must be Ravana in some disguise. So then he said, no, I am Hanuman. I want to take away Lord Ram and Lakshman. You please help me, then I will help you. So then Duratandi said, how can you help me? So then Hanuman ji said, you just follow what I say. And Hanuman became very small. He became very small and Duratandi, her hands were released now to take water from that water tank. So she took water in one pot and in that pot they had put mango leaves. Okay, for all this worship you use mango leaves. So they put mango leaves and Hanuman ji became very small and he went and sat inside the pot. So that he can enter, he can go inside. And you know one more thing is there. To enter into Mahiravana's house, I mean to that, through that gate, there is a meter. And that meter, if you hate Mahiravana, it will show the angle, the hatred angle. If you hate, then all the soldiers, they will find out, oh, he is an enemy of Mahiravana and they will kill him there itself. But if you are a friend of Mahiravana, it will show like that in that meter. You are a friend or an enemy. Are you following what I am saying? There is a meter that will show if you are an enemy, that angle, that it will show this way. So, I mean, how much you are enemy of Ravana, of Mahiravana. So then Hanumanji, he was inside that pot, no? So when Duratandi went through that angle, it completely went down. To show that the soldiers said, hey, Duratandi, up till now, you had only little hatred in your heart for Mahiravana. It used to show only 30 some degrees. But now it is completely down. What is wrong? You are hating Mahiravana so much or what? So then he said, then they thought maybe something is wrong with the machine. So then they said, okay, you go. But then again, means they said, you come again. So again she came, the whole machine broke. So then, who is there with you? That who is the enemy of Ravana, Mahi Ravana? So Hanumanji jumped out of the pot. I am the enemy of Mahi Ravana. So Hanumanji went out and he fought with all those soldiers. He killed all those soldiers. And even when he was trying to go inside also, there were so many demonic soldiers. All of them he killed, some of them he bit, some of them he crushed, some of them he threw. And he tried to fight with all those soldiers because he wanted to meet Lord Ram. He was doing all these things. Then finally, he did so much mess over there that Mahi Ravana had to come in front of him. Mahi Ravana came in his chariot and Hanumanji went and he broke his chariot and he was trying to beat Mahi Ravana so many times. And actually, at this time, Duratandi had told him about the secret. If you remember, to kill Mahi Ravana is very difficult. Even if you break him into 3000 pieces and you throw it in different places, still all those 3000 pieces will come and combine and he'll become alive. Because he had his life point at three places. One is, there is a mountain in the Himalayas. In the Himalayas, ice glaciers are there. So somewhere over there, one cave is there. In that cave, there are five lamps burning. And these five lamps have to be off. And these five lamps are protected by five snakes. And the snakes that the snakes keep on emitting poison. And that poison, even if you are at so many miles away, still you will be affected by that. You will not be able to go further. So that is one condition. Another condition is, there is a diamond in another place. And even if you just crush the diamond also, only 5 of his heads will go and 10 of his hands will go. The other part will remain. Understood? So this diamond has to be crushed. That 5 lamps have to be offed. And at the same time, see 3 things. One is the 5 lamps have to be offed and the diamond has to be crushed. And at the same time, the arrow should be released in the chest of Ravana. Mahi Ravana. This was the condition to kill Mahi Ravana. What you think? At the same time, you should shoot an arrow in the chest of Mahi Ravana. At same time, these 3 things should be done. One is in the Himalayas, one is somewhere the diamond, and you have to put arrow on Mahi Ravana. What do you think? Is it possible or no?
Only one man can do it.
Why? Because Krishna is more clever. The demons, they ask for such benedictions, such impossible benedictions. It is so impossible. Now, what a brain, don't you think? In one place in Himalayas and one place here, and it is so difficult, isn't it? What a brain it is. They think they are very intelligent and they ask such benedictions. But Krishna is more terror to them. He is more intelligent. That is why, now what did Hanumanji do? He was trying to crush Mahi Ravana, but Mahi Ravana always woke up. And that time Duratandi told about all these things. So then Hanumanji, somehow he slipped and he went in the cave to meet Ram and Lakshman. He told to Lord Ram, "My Lord, you have to do something. This person is invincible. I am not able to destroy him." Then Lord Ram said, "Do one thing. Today midnight he is going to give me as a sacrifice to Kali. So at that time I will ask Lakshman to find out the diamond and he will crush the diamond. In the meantime, you go and off those lamps and I will take care of Mahi Ravana." So Lakshman, he asked Duratandi, "Where is that diamond?" So at the same time Lakshman went to crush the diamond. And here Hanumanji, he flew to the Himalayas. For him it is not difficult, no? This poison and all, no, it will not affect him. That snake's poison. So Hanumanji went into the cave. And what did he do? He started blowing the lamp. So one lamp went. So he said, then he went to blow the other lamp. So when he was blowing the other lamp, the first lamp started again. These lamps were very mystical lamps. You cannot off it so easily. First one he blew, then the second one he goes to blow, the first one starts. The third one he starts to blow, the second one starts. The fourth one he starts to blow, the third one starts. Like this, he blows one lamp, the other one lamp, other lamp starts. It was very difficult to blow the all the lamps at the same time. So he was wondering what I should do now. At that time he thought of Vayu. He remembered Vayu, and Vayu came, and what did he do? With the help of Vayu, all the lamps got off. Understood? Now, and here Lakshmana crushed the diamond. And here what happened? Mahiravan came to sacrifice Lord Ram, no? So what happened? He told Lord Ram, you offer obeisances to Kali. So Lord Ram said, because I have been unconscious for all this time, because when they kidnapped him, Lord Ram and Lakshman were unconscious at that time. Mahiravan had used some of his mystics at that time. So he said, for some time I have not been able to think, so I forgot how to offer obeisance. Can you please teach me how I should offer obeisance to Kali? So Mahiravana said, yes, yes, I'll teach you. And Mahiravana, what did he do? He offered Dandavat Pranam to Kali. At that time, Lord Rama removed his arrow and he put the arrow in his chest. So at the same time, all the three things were done. Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki
Jai!
Shri Hanuman ji ki
Jai!
So this way, Lord Ram killed Mahiravana. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram, Ram.